Weber at 9:02 on a Tuesday morning, back from his long vacation. As we're doing rain, praying for rain in the name of the God, and I Rambam Shir, but
welcome myself back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, even though it's a Rambam Shir and Sefer Mitzvahs, every once in a while, like I see a topic, I'm interested in a topic, so I feel like I'm allowed to do it. So, obviously, it's also possible that I gave this shir before, only because I'm around this time every year, I get interested in the same topic, but even if I did, I don't remember what I said, so...
Nobody else remembers anything.
It'll be different.
Okay,
so let's...
That's not true.
Let's start at... We're in this completely bizarre time of year, in which, in terms of davening, in which, on the one end, and probably... I'm not the only one in the room who feels this way. Like, on the one hand, you have to remember to say Mashiv or Ruach Amar HaGeshem because it's the rainy season. But you have to remember not to say the same Talu Matal Ivracha because it's not yet the rainy season. Okay?
And that makes a lot of sense.
But we all live it three times a day, and, you know, it's a bizarre thing.
It's actually and more so, than that. Because on Shabbos, you say Mashiv or Ruach HaGeshem, you have to remember this.
Okay, so that's a bizarre thing. So one thing I want to talk about is how we got into this situation and what it means.
Slippers.
Okay? The second question I want to raise is the following. Let's say you're davening and you say, you know, V'ilu Yishalayim Mirchav Rachamim Tashuv. And then for whatever reason you get distracted and you skip the words V'tishkon b'tocha kashe dibarta. And then you pick up again Uvnei Ota b'charo b'yamei mi'alam. You have to repeat, and then even more bizarre, somehow you figure out that you skipped, you know, those five words in Shmona Esrei. Do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei?
No,
of course not. Because those words aren't ma'akev. It's true, you'd like to say exactly, you know, every single word in the Siddur, but, you know, it's clear that you got the theme, and so you missed five words, no big deal. Okay? Let's say the words you miss are Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem.
That depends.
What's the general halacha? The simplified halacha is you have to repeat.
Well, no, it depends.
Wait. You say that. I'm trying to ignore
the... Let's simplify.
We'll come back to that. Okay. The general rule is you have to repeat. Now, it's true. If you otherwise say Morid Atal, which is a good reason for everybody to always say Morid Atal, okay? If you otherwise say Morid Atal, so fine. But it doesn't change the fact that if you don't say Morid Atal, you have to repeat. Okay. Right? And technically speaking, even though you do say Morid Atal, you would have to repeat, but... Okay? So the question is, what makes Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem, what makes those words, those four words, so critical to Shmona Esrei, where I could have given you a better example. I could have said, you say, V'ilu Yishalayim Chavurah Tashuv, then you skip, V'tishkon B'tocha Kashe Dibarta, and you skip, Uvnei Ota B'karov B'yamein B'yan Olam. The halacha would still be the same. If you said the beginning of the bracha, and the end of the bracha, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Again, I'm not advocating doing this. Whereas, if you say every word except for Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem, or later on, if you say every word except for V'tein Talu Matal Ivracha, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Okay, that's no chiddush. The question is why? Why is it that those words or references to rain are, it seems to me, are more important than any other reference in all of Shmona Esrei? Okay, because almost always in any other reference in Shmona Esrei, you missed the words, but you said most of them, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the question. Now, just to get it out of the way...
Before the holiday started, when it says Mitzvah, Al HaKadosh, if you miss that, you also have to...
Excellent. So, but that's the chasima of a bracha. Meaning, you're absolutely right. I don't mean to say that there's no other words that... But let's put it this way. It makes it even stronger. Because if you forgot Zachreinu L'chaim, you don't have to repeat Shema Esrei. If you forgot Kasveinu B'Sefer, you don't have to repeat Shema Esrei. It's just HaMelech HaKadosh, which speaks to the fact that HaMelech HaKadosh is part of the Chasima. Nothing I say relates to the actual Lashon HaBracha. Because Lashon HaBracha, L'chol HaDeos, is more important than everything else. Because if you didn't say the Bracha, you didn't say the Bracha. But we could say it in your terms if it makes you feel better. And I like to make people feel better, except for Bruce. Okay? You could say, why is it that Mashiv Urachim Aragashim is like HaMelech HaKadosh and nothing else, you know, and others are not? Why do there seem to be two models in Shemona Esrei? Words that really, really, really matter and words that matter less. Okay? Let's go back to the first question just to figure out how we got ourselves in the current situation and how it should work. If it were up to us, if we were the president of the religion, yes, I am running for the president of the religion job, I expect unanimous support, at least from this table. Okay, not from you.
The table.
Okay.
Well, at least you know where to start.
Yeah, I know. You're voting for the Chazon Ish, your favorite. Okay, now, if I ask you, you know, we have tefillos that we say in the rainy season, and tefillos that we say, you know, in the dry season. Okay? When's the beginning of the rainy season? It's easier. When do we stop saying Mashiv Urachim Ard HaGeshem? When Pesach? The first day. That's exactly right. Really, and the halacha is really we should have stopped the night before the night of the Leil HaSeder. But we never like to do things at night because there's not a big crowd in shul. Honestly, that's the halacha. Okay, you have to stop. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean Simchas Torah?
You have a large crowd.
Oh. Okay, and Kol Nidre, you also have a nice crowd. Generally speaking, we don't like to do things at night, to do new things at night. Also, we don't like doing them in chakras, because we think there's a bigger crowd for Musaf. It's as simple as that, okay? So, the rainy season ends Pesach time. Okay, so on Pesach, we stop saying, you know, Mashiv Urachim, we start saying Morid Atal. And not surprisingly, that night, which is the first night of a weekday Shemona Esrei, we stop saying the same Talu Matar and we start saying the same Bracha. Why? Because it happens on the same day. This is the end of the rainy season, the beginning of the dry season. Stop saying Mashiv Aruach, stop saying the same Talu Matar. If you're Nusuch Sfat, start saying Morid Atal, start saying the same Bracha. Okay?
Is there anywhere in the world?
Everybody.
For that part.
Everybody.
Not for...
Everybody. Now, what about Sukkos? What about Sukkos? What should the halacha have been? It's simple.
Speaking.
If the rainy season ends on the 15th of Nisan, so the rainy season starts 6 months later, if you break it in half, the 15th of Tishrei, which is Sukkos. Okay? Why don't we say Mashiv Urachim Ard HaGeshem starting? Why don't we do the same thing on Sukkos that we do on Pesach? The first day of Pesach, you forget it because it's so tiring in shul. You know, we bench Tal. We say the special prayer for Tal in Shema Esrei. Why don't we do that the first day of Pesach? I'm sorry, why don't we do that the first day of Sukkos? Bench Geshem the first day of Sukkos. Why don't we?
You don't want to rain on your prayer on your Sukkos.
Correct. Because the truth is, we don't want to make a prayer for rain when Beinenu, we don't want it. No, not we don't need it. We don't want
it. Mean it.
We don't want it to rain. Right? Good. We don't want it to rain. So therefore, we defer it to. So the answer is really, you should start saying Mashiv Haruach Umard Hageshem on the first day of Sukkos. It's just, you know, for a technical reason, we don't really want it. Now, okay, so we say it the last day. We say it after Sukkos. Namely, we say it on Shmini Atzeres. Why don't we then immediately start saying V'sein Talam Ato Levracha? The answer is we should. But another technicality, which we'll come to in a minute. Okay? Another technicality, but really we should. Okay? So much for that. And now just to sum up, again, just and the halacha is, again, the halacha is, if you forgot Mashiv Urachim Ard HaGeshem, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Now, how do you know if you forgot? So the fallback halacha is, if it's still within a month of when you started saying it, and you don't have an affirmative memory of saying Mashiv Aruach, the assumption is you didn't. How do you get around that? You get around that by saying to yourself, you know, 90 times or 100 times, Mechayim Meisimat Arav Loshia, Mashiv Aruach Amar Hageshem. Okay? Now, you're supposed to say Mashiv Aruach Amar Hageshem. If you didn't, and you otherwise say Morid Atal that gets you out of it because Tal is close enough to Geshem. But if you're Nosach Ashkenaz and Yin, you have to repeat. What about with respect to later on saying V'sein Tal Matal Livracha? So it's pretty much the same halacha. If you're within a month and you don't remember saying the same Tal Matar, then you have to repeat. Except, A, you could do the 90, you could say the 90 time thing, but there's a strange halacha. If you forgot to say it, but you recalled before Shema Koleinu, then in Shema Koleinu you can say, you know, V'sein Tal Matal Ivracha Al Pnei Adama, Ki Ata Shomeat Tfilat Kol Pem Chesra Baracha, Mim Chata Hashem Shomeat Tfilat. Okay. Those are the halachos. Now, and if you didn't, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei again. Now, let's start with the earlier question, which is, why is it that rain seems more important than other parts of Shemona Esrei, and why is it that you have to go back if you forgot Mashiv Baruch over saying Talamotar, and back if of other parts of Shemona Esrei? So, I poked around. It's fascinating what you can do with a computer. I'm sure I'm not the first person to do it. I'm not the first person to see it. But, you know, what's the word in the Torah? There is Geshem, although that's used much less. What's the word that's used for rain?
Matar.
Okay, that's the... So if you just do a computer search, you see in this week's Parshios, like, fascinating stuff. Look at number one. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah, with respect to creation, V'chol siach hasadeh term yihyeh ba'aretz, V'chol esev hasadeh term yitzmach, and it was before the vegetation had appeared on the earth, it was before the rain had grown, the grass had grown. Why? Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, because God had not yet caused it to rain. Va'adam ayin la'avodat ha'adama, and man wasn't yet there to work the field, so there was no need for rain. Just a little background. This is Perek Bet. This is one of the major inconsistencies between Perek Aleph and Perek Bet. In Perek Aleph, it sounds like on the third day or the fourth day, you know, God caused trees to bloom and grass to grow. And then in Perek Bet, you find that it didn't yet grow. So Rashi explains, and this is the mainstream view, that, you know, technically speaking, God brought, you know, the vegetation right to the edge of the earth, but didn't grow yet. Why not? Because it hadn't rained yet. Why hadn't it rained? Because man hadn't asked for it to rain. Okay? There's a connection. Chazal see the first reference to rain in the Torah as being something God does in response to a human request, which is why the pasuk says "Va'adam ayin la'avodat ha'adama." If man is not there to work the ground, man is not aware of the fact that he needs rain and he hasn't asked for rain. So therefore, it hasn't rained. So already the first time you see in the Torah the reference to rain, it comes in the context of man's relationship with God, and it serves as kind of a metaphor for tefillah, for, you know, man requesting and therefore God responding. Okay.
Well, that spring came up, right?
The Eid Yaleh Min Haaretz V'Yishkaa, right. Listen, nobody really understands how creation worked, as best I could tell. I never met a person who understood how creation worked. There's all these inconsistencies, but this pasuk is clear that it hadn't yet rained because man wasn't yet, again, it's Perek Bet, wasn't man created on the sixth day? Because Perek Bet is a retelling of the story, just with a different emphasis. Okay, that's easy. Then you come to the next example, which you would have thought of on your own, so you don't need a computer. It's this week's parsha. Rain, I'm sure you're aware of, plays quite prominently in flooding, in marbles, and things like that. So here you see in number two, God says to Noach, Ki liyamim od shiva, in another 7 days, Anochi mamtir al haaretz, mamtir, that's the verb for matar, I will cause it to rain on the earth, arba'im yom va'arba'im laila, 40 days and 40 nights, umachiti, and I will destroy et kol hayukum asher asiti me'al ha'adama. Here, unlike our first example, rain not as a blessing, but rain as a curse. Right? Umachiti et kol hayukum. You know that stuff that I caused to grow in last week's parsha, because you asked for rain and I made it rain? Now I'm going to bring the type of rain that's going to wipe out umachiti et kol hayakum asher asiti. It's going to wipe out all the stuff I did in last week's parsha. And then, vayihi lishivat hayamim, after 7 days, umei hamabul hayu al haaretz, and the flood waters were on the earth. And then one more pasuk, vayihi hageshem al haaretz arba'im yom va'arba'im laila. So you have two different, you have matar and mamtir, and then you have vayihi hageshem al haaretz, there was rain for 40 days and 40 nights. So Rashi says, and it's a great Rashi because it speaks to exactly what we're talking about, vayihi hageshem al haaretz ulahalan hu omer vayihi hamabul. Rashi says, wait, why does the Torah use different words? First, sometimes it says there was geshem, there was rain. Then it says there was a flood or flood waters. So Rashi says, ela kishehoridan, when he brought it down, when it originally started to rain, horidan berachamim, the rain came down as rains of blessing. Sheim yachzeru yihiyu gishmei bracha. So that if the people do tshuva, it'll be a good rain. The rain will be good for the world. Ukishelo chazru hayu lemabul. But when the people did not do tshuva, so then whatever the word is for rain changed, and it wasn't good rain, it was flood rain. Okay? And this is exactly how I imagine it. Again, I'm prejudiced because I saw a movie. But, you know, it starts raining and the people are mocking him. Oh, you know, right? It was good rain. But eventually the good rain turned to more rain and more rain and more rain. And, you know, they didn't do tshuva. So even here, perhaps even more strongly than in Brachos, you see rain as a metaphor, right, for good and for bad. There's a thing called good rain, and the world can't exist without it. We normally think rain is good. No rain equals a drought is bad. And through the course of humanity, that was the case, except for in the Mabul, where it wasn't a case of, you know, rain is good, no rain is bad, but rain is good, too much rain is terrible. Now, it happens to be God promised never to bring another Mabul, but here you see, you know, the possible blessing qualities of rain and the destructive qualities of rain if God makes it rain too much. Okay, those were easy, and no peeking. I'm speaking to you, okay? Those were easy. If I asked you, you would have thought about it long enough, you would have said, okay, yeah, you know, it rained in the beginning of creation, and obviously in Noah, you know, it rains, and that's bad. The next one, no one would have gotten. You need a computer because you wouldn't have thought of it that way. Anybody want to guess? It's not rain, but it's the word matar. It's the word himtir. Excellent.
And I didn't look at the.
Excellent. Look at number.
When you told him not to peek, I did peek.
Look at number three. VaHashem himtir al Sidom vaAl Amora. God made it rain down on Sodom vaAmora. Gofrit vaEish. You know, I don't know, sulfur and acid. Me'et Hashem in Hashamayim. So this is not rain. This is raining down. But it's interesting. It's not just in the Torah. VaHashem himtir. In English, we say the same thing, right? You know, Mike Tyson was raining blows on the guy, right? There is fancy English does have the word rain, not in terms of water, but in terms of an abundance of something. You know, what's another time? Raining blows, you know.
The rain.
The rain in Spain is not the one I'm looking for.
Blessings, raining blessings.
Yeah, he was raining. Okay. The term exists.
But it's spelled the same way. It's
yes.
Not R-E-I-G-N.
No, that's like a king. The
but I never heard it used that
E-I-G-N.
He rained down.
He was raining down blows.
Okay, yeah.
I guess look it up. It's 100% true. It exists in other contexts also.
R-A-I-N. He rained punches.
He rained the garbage on the outfield when he dropped the
oh, that I got. Okay.
Okay, good. Right. You know, right. It was raining candy bars. It was raining whatever.
The bar mitzvah.
Right. As the bar mitzvah boy finished his beautiful reading of the Torah portion, the women rained candy bars down upon him. Okay? It was beautiful. Now,
okay.
So here you see that it's a verb for stuff that comes from heaven,
okay.
Even bad stuff that comes from heaven. But it's also a verb for really good stuff that comes from heaven. Anybody want to guess? What's really good stuff that comes from heaven that's not rain?
Man.
Look in number 4.
I didn't look at it.
Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. No, I completely believe you. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. I will make it rain bread. V'yatzaha amvulak tu dvar yom biyomo. And the people will go out and collect that which they need. L'man anasenu, so I could test them. Hayelech b'torati imlo. Will they follow my Torah or not? Okay. I could have gone on. But the point is made that, first of all, matar as a verb is, you know, a metaphor for our relationship with God. Rain is a metaphor for our relationship with God. But the word matar actually covers more than that. That sometimes God makes it rain destructive forces from heaven in the form of the mabul, or in the form of stom va'amorav, where it rains down sulfur and acid. And sometimes God can make it rain something good that's not even rain. God can make it rain bread. And presumably, God can make it rain whatever else He wants to make it rain. Okay? I can't think of anything else that God's ever made it rain from heaven.
Meteorites.
The word, I did look it up. The word himtir does come up in terms of like barad in Mitzrayim. Right? Because himtir just means, you know, I think even in English, like He made it rain down fire from heaven. Like, how would you say it otherwise? I think that that's the right way to say it. Right? To say He brought fire from heaven doesn't make it clear. He rained down fire, you know. Okay? Fine.
A meteorite shower.
Okay. Yeah, but...
And a rain shower.
It rained, right.
A shower. A shower is rain.
But a shower's not a verb.
Doesn't matter now. No,
I know,
you're using the concept
you could
of
say,
rain.
Yeah, He showered the earth with. But people don't talk that way. Okay, we'll come back to this. But anyway, you see already that the word matar and v'tein talu matar, and you know, probably means more and is more significant than we normally give it credit for being. Okay, leave that. Let's come to the halacha part, then we'll come back. Look at number 5. The Mishnah tells us exactly what it is that we do. The Mishnah says, in Brachot, Mazkirin Gvurot Geshamim Bitchiat Hameitim. We mention Gvurot Geshamim. What's Gvurot Geshamim?
Power of rain.
Yeah. What's it referring to? Mashiva Ruach Umar Dagasha. We mention Gvurot Geshamim in the Brach of Tchiat Hameisim. What Brach is that? That's the second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei. That's Mechaya Hameisim. Usheela. Bibirkat Hashanim. What's She'ela? Right, but the request for rain. So there are two verbs here that are not this, they're not synonyms. What are the two verbs in this Mishnah?
What we mentioned.
One is Mazkirin, and one is She'ela. Okay? So without knowing anything, you could see already that there's a difference between Mashiv Oruach Mar Dagashem and Vitein Talamatal Ibracha. One is a Hazkara, or Rashi explains, a praise. Why does that have to be? Because as we know, the first three brachot of Shemona Esrei are not supposed to contain any requests. They're supposed to just be praise of God. So it makes sense that anything we stick in the first three brachot is a praise, whereas Barei Chaleinu is a request. Right? The middle 13 brachot in Shemona Esrei are all requests. So therefore, that which we say in the first three brachot, that's a hazkara, that's a reference, that's an adjective, a description. It's hard to know the difference between a description of God and a praise of God. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
You can describe something which is not a praise.
It's not a praise if I say, you know, you put on weight, right? What if I say, Bruce is the smartest guy I've ever met? And let's say it's true. No, seriously. So what? Is that a praise or is that a description of you?
Depends how you meant it.
Is that a praise or a description? The answer is when you say it with respect to God, I don't know the difference. Right? Because you know, the praises, the descriptions of gods are also praise. I'm just raising it as an aside because it's something I think about from time to time. Like, I don't know how you distinguish a praise of God and a description of God. Same thing, if we were all honest and we only praised people for that which was true, then praises would all be descriptions. You know, when you go to a bar mitzvah, you know, you can tell when the rabbi's lying. Right? You know, Aaron has always been very motivated in his Judaism. You know, I remember last year when he actually came to shul. You know, like,
incredibly, but
okay, right? So you know, in a perfect world, all praises would be true, right? If you said to a woman, "You're beautiful," it would be because it's a fact and it's true. Okay, so with respect to the Hazkara here, people describe it as praise, but I don't know. The more I think about it, I think it just might be an adjective. It might be the description of God is a praise. Okay, so but at least we see the difference between a hazkara, that's mashiv ruach merag Hashem, and a bakasha, that's v'tein talama tali bracha. Now, how did we get different dates for starting mashiv ruach merag Hashem and starting v'tein talama tali bracha? So that's another mishnah. That's the mishnah in Tainus. Look at number 6. The mishnah says bishlosha b'mar cheshvan. The mishnah has two shitos. Bishlosha b'mar cheshvan. Sho'alin et hagshamim. Okay, don't worry about that. We don't paskin that way. Here's the sheet that we care about. Rebbe Gamliel Omer b'shiv abo. No, we start saying the Saint Talamatar on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. That's how we paskin. Why? Says Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Says the Mishnah within Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, but I think it is him. Because it's chamisha asar yom achar hachag. Because that's 15 days from the end of Sukkot, kidei sheyagia acharon sheb'Yisrael l'nahar prat. Because apparently, you know, the schleppers who came aliyah l'regel till they got across the river Prat and out of Israel, it could take them 15 days. So to make them feel better, to be sympathetic to them, it's again, what's the real answer? What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's real shita? The answer is, if I'm reading this correctly, we should start saying the same Talumatar Motzei Sukkos, just like when we start saying Mashiv Ruach Merag Hashem. But again, a technicality. The technicality is we want to be nice to these guys who are walking home, who are nice enough to come for Aliyah L'Regel. So, you know, it's almost the same. Really, we should start saying everything the first day of Sukkos. But technicality, we don't want it to rain on Sukkos. So we push it off till the end of Sukkos. Really, we should start saying everything the end of Sukkos. But technicality, we don't want to ask for rain while these people are schlepping home, so we don't. Then, why don't we defer Mashiv Ruachu Morad HaGeshem as well? So the answer is, presumably, that's the difference between a Hazkara and a bakasha. We're just mentioning as a praise of God that, you know, God makes it rain. And let's face it, it wouldn't be so tragic if it rained. Yeah, it would rain on these people. Okay. But so we got this split where we're willing to, we don't want to defer the praise of God of Mashiv Ruach too long, so we defer it till the end of Sukkot, but then we say, even though those people are still walking, but we don't say, God, please make it rain until they get to the river Prat. Yeah.
It's surprising that then you would have to say Shemoneh Esrei over if it was just the praise of Hashem. No.
Well, because you're not into the praises. What if the praises are really, really important? Okay, now let's come to the question. Nowadays, we could do this one of two ways. Either you could say, wait, okay, that was the halacha then.
Right.
Why don't we? Great. Yeah. But it doesn't apply today for one of two reasons. Either because in a time of automobile travel, leaving out fancier things
plane
like
travel,
trains and planes,
New York in one day.
Trains, planes, and automobiles. A horrible but funny movie starring the late John Candy. Okay, fine. Anyway, either that or, let's face it, we don't have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. No one's going Aliyah L'Regel nowadays. So why are we, if it's really supposed to be the case that we're supposed to be saying V'sein Tal Matar now, but we change the halacha because these people are schlepping home, Okay, but nobody's schlepping home anymore.
You need a stronger bez than those to change it.
But is it really a change? Is it really a change? So let's be clear. It's a major machlokas harishonim. Okay, it's a major, one second. It's a major machlokas, meaning most rishonim say, you know what? Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is, you should start saying the same talum atar on motzei sukkos. Unless there are people walking home. If there's no people walking home, you should start saying. I always think that, like, you know, within Orthodox Judaism, there's all these lobby groups. You know, like, we want to help Agunot. Everyone wants to help Agunot. And we want to make things more kid-friendly. Where's the lobby group for V'sein Talu Mato Livracha going out there saying, hey, we should change this halacha?
Not only that, shouldn't we change it 15 days before Pesach? To give the people...
on
their way to Aliyah
Regel. It's a good question. Everybody says, yeah, it's a good question, but there are good answers. I don't know what the answer is. Oh. Yeah.
They're good. I won't tell you what they are.
We said earlier, we're saying this for people really in Israel, no matter where you are in the world. And yet these schleppers that are going towards the River Prat, they're halfway there. So it's... You know, they're not in Israel anymore. So it can rain in Israel, but not on their parade going home, number one. Number two is, whenever you daven for anything, there's another guy who it's, you know, it's good for you, it's not good for him. So all over the world,
okay,
the people
I'm with
don't
you.
Want the rain.
I'm with you, but now...
It's good for us in Israel to rain, you'd think, just...
Okay, but now we are where we are. So let me ask you this. What if you said, you know, because it almost happened to me, because you know, you're so into remembering Mashiach Baruch Hu Hageshem, that now, tonight, you say the same Talmud Talmud Vracha.
You have to go back.
Now, you're saying it's a premature the same Talmud Matar, because the din is, you're not supposed to say it till next Thursday?
This Thursday night. Next Thursday night.
Okay, you're not supposed to say it.
Yeah.
So if you look up the halacha, now I'm not trying to be too cutting edge. If you look at the halacha, yeah, you said the same Talmud Matar in the wrong time, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. But, look at number 7. Says the Meiri, V'yesh mi sheposek lishol miyad b'motzei yom tov. There are those who paskin that you should start saying the same Talmud Matar immediately after Sukkot.
Sorry about that.
Wow. No, don't be sorry. Sorry if you missed. You got him. Wow. Why? Mipnei shehu posek Rav Shim ben Gamliel, because he paskin like Rav Shim ben Gamliel. She'omar b'zayin b'mar cheshvan, who said you're supposed to start saying the same Talmud Matar on Zayin b'mar cheshvan, but v'lo haya Rashbag omer Zayin b'mar cheshvan ela mipnei olei regalim. But he only said that because of olei regalim. V'achshav she'ein lanu olei regalim af hu shoel tekef l'motzei yom tov. Even he would say you're supposed to say it on Motzei Sukkot.
But we didn't change.
So now, huh?
We still didn't change the halacha.
We're not, well, so I'm telling you, I'm telling you that if you ask me, and don't ask me, because right. I'm not an authorized decisor of halacha,
but if you asked me,
I would say, well, you look, repeating all Shmona Esrei, that's a problem of Bracha Levatala. So okay, when you have to do it, you have to do it. But if you have Shitos to be Somechan, right, and I'm telling you, I have the Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri who say, wait, we should paskel Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's shita is Motzei Yom Tov, unless there are schleppers going home from Aliyah LeRegel. There are no schleppers. I think it could be that if you said it now, if you look up the halacha is clear. You say you've said Saint Talamat Alivracha this morning. You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. I'm telling you, you know, yesh al mi lismoch. If you're besafek, you don't remember, you know, you want to get a way out. I'm telling you, there are tons of Rishonim who say, this is a halacha, you know, that's wrong.
But we should have started already, in other words.
Yeah. Okay, but we don't have the guts to change the halacha.
Well, Mary did.
No. All
he
said. No, he said. Maybe he did. I don't know. The Ramban did. But I'm saying this is the interesting part of halacha, which is if you just look it up, if you just look in Shulchan Aruch, you're not aware of this at all. I'll go even further. Since probably everybody here once lived in Chutz La'aretz, so there was once a time where December 4th
or 5th
mattered. Okay?
It was an election year.
And you know, the one time a year that Jews used words like solstice. Okay?
Yes.
But that bizarre halacha continues to this day.
Yeah.
And so, for example, you know, like me, I'm going to travel in November to Chutz La'aretz. So they'll have the question, you know, what do you do? But the halacha is pretty clear that if you live in Israel and you're returning to Israel, you continue saying V'sein Talmud Levracha, although you should avoid being the chazan there.
Right.
Because otherwise you start, you know, you can start a brawl. Nothing Jews want to fight about more than... The fight about V'sein Tal Matar is second only to our favorite fight, which is Avar Achamim. Okay, that's the number one thing Orthodox Jews want to fight about, but followed closely behind by V'sein Tal Matar. By the way, last year I remember I was in Congregation B'nai Yeshurun in November in Teaneck, New Jersey, and the Chazan says V'sein Bracha, and I correct him because I'm jet lagged. You know,
what did he do?
And people look at me correctly, like, you know, you're a moron. And then you got to do that thing, like, you know, like,
it wasn't me.
My bad.
You are wearing a tie.
You know. Anyway,
plea for Aliyah.
Anyway, but it could be, that there's a whole longer kind of gray period in which there's a right thing to do. Don't jump on me. Even when I say the things you want me to say, you hate me. It hurts. Okay. There's a longer.
You've been here for 2 months. You're already like jumping.
There's a longer gray. It could be that because the halacha justifies, you know, this is harder. But let's say it's now the 8th of Mar Cheshvan. This I really shouldn't say because it's probably wrong. But I'm just raising the issue. Let's say now it's the 8th of Mar Cheshvan. You're in Efrat. And you forgot to say the same Tal Matar. But you're like me and you're going to travel to America at some point. He really started out being American. I don't know, is there a way out of not repeating just because kind of the way the halacha developed was there are these gray periods in which, you know, let's put it this way, I feel more comfortable about the period until the 7th. If you said the St. Talmud tonight, I feel more comfortable saying that I think there's a good reason for you not to have to repeat Shemona Esrei, right? Whereas, you know, the period till December 4th, that's more iffy. Okay, let's look at the halacha. Look at number 8. It says the Mechaber, Birchas Hashanim, the bracha Varech Aleinu, Tzarich Lomar Babi Motagishamim, V'tein Talum Atali Vracha. You have to say in the Motagishamim. He then goes on to talk about, you know, the December 4th issue. I skipped that. Ube Eretz Yisrael Matchilin Lishol Milel Zayin B'Mar Cheshbon. And in Israel, the halacha is you start asking V'sein Talamatar on the night of Zayin Cheshbon. V'sho'alin Ad Tfilat HaMincha Shel Erev Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. And you continue saying V'sein Talamatar until the last Mincha before Pesach. Why don't you say it at night? We don't say Tal till the next day. The answer is because you're davening Shmona Esrei of Yom Tov, and it just happens to be that the bracha of Baruch Aleinu doesn't exist. Otherwise, it'd be a question. Okay, so you do it through Mincha of Erev Pesach, Misham Beilach Poskin Milishol. From then on, you no longer ask for rain. Im Sha'al Matar Bimotachama. If you asked for rain during the dry season in the summer, Machzirin Oto. Okay, that you have to go back. And now flip over. The Mishneh Berurah says, Ayin le'el sifkatan yud aleph ayin ubir alacha di'im sha'al matar achar hachag af kodem samach yom dit kufot b'medinot hatzrichot lematar b'tchilat hacharef tzarech lachzor lehitpalel rak b'torat nedava. Okay, already you see my view seeping into halacha. Says the Mishneh Berurah, everybody knows, what's the din? If you said V'sein Tal Matar before you were supposed to, so for us, that's today, at Mincha you said V'sein Tal Matar, the Mishneh Berurah says, with respect to us, till Zayin Mar Cheshvan, with respect to Jews in Chutz La'aretz, all the way till December 4th, right? You prematurely said V'sein Tal Matar L'Bracha, the Mishneh Berurah says, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei, but bitorat nedava. That's faking it. That's like trying to stake out an in-between position to try to justify what the halacha is. Because in theory, you could daven a tefillat nedava whenever you wanted. Okay, in theory, we could get up right now and daven Shmona Esrei. Okay, you're supposed to be mechadesh davar But there is, the Gemara does have this idea that we're pro davening, right? The Gemara has a line, Ubilvachi palel adam kalayom kulo. How bad would it be if people davened all day long? So, but here the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's kind of, you know, fudging it by saying, it's true, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei, but when you repeat Shemona Esrei, have in mind that it's a tefillat nedava. Okay, now, let's learn a Gemara together. The Gemara will help us clarify the difference between Mashiv Aruach and V'tein Talamatar. Will also help us, I hope, clarify what's critical to Shemona Esrei and what's not critical to Shemona Esrei. Before we even look at this, let me ask you a question. It's Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalla V'Yavo. What's the din? You have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Why? Presumably, because Yalla V'Yavo is a critical part of Shemona Esrei. Now, a better question, and we'll come back to it in a minute, but let me ask you this, okay? This week, Rosh Chodesh is going to be Friday and Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay? But let's just... doesn't matter. Let's say Rosh Chodesh, let's say Shabbos, okay? You forget Yalla V'Yavo at Mincha. Mm-hmm. Okay? You forget it. And you remember at Mariv, for sure I did not remember at Mincha that it was Rosh Chodesh.
It's already...
Okay? Now... you can't repeat Shemona Esrei with the Yalla V'Yavo because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, what do you do? Right? What do you do? Leave that. Let's look at the Gemara. Look at number 10. I'm sorry, number 9. The Gemara in Brachos Chav Tesam and Alf is the following. Gufa Amar Rav Tanchum Amar Rav Asi. Okay, there's a member of Rav Tanchum. Ta'a v'lo hizkir givuro gishamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Let's say you forgot to say Mashiv Baruch Mar HaGashem in the second Baruch of Shemona Esrei. Machzirin oto. Okay, he has to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. What if you forgot She'ela b'birkat ha-shanim? You forgot to say V'sein Talumatar. Says Rav Tanchum, Ein machzirin oto. You don't have to go back. Because there's a makeup. What's the makeup? You could say V'tein Talam Atali V'racha in the bracha of Shomea Tfilah. Shomea Tfilah is a catch-all. So, don't worry. If you missed the same Talam Atar in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, you could make it up in the bracha of Shomea Tfilah. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to quote a competing brisa or an inconsistent brisa. Meisve ta'a v'lo hizkir givurot gishamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim. If you forgot to say Mashiv Baruch Mar HaGashem in the bracha of Mechaya ha-meisim machzirin oto. That's consistent with what we saw in the name of Rav Tanchum. But she'ela b'birkat ha-shanim machzirin oto. But in this brisa, what did Rav Tanchum said? Rav Tanchum said, if you forgot the same Talum Matar in Barech Aleinu, you could still make it up. You don't have to go back. You could make it up in Shomea Tfilah. This Brisa says, if you forgot the same Talum Matar in Barech Aleinu, you have to go back and say Shemona Esrei again. Why doesn't it give us an option of saying it in Shomea Tfilah? Answers the Gemara, a strange answer. Fourth line. Lo kasha. Don't worry about the inconsistencies in the brisa, because they're two different cases. Ha biyachid, ha bitzibur. One is talking when you were davening biyachidus. One is talking when you were davening with the minyan. What's the difference? Presumably, if you were davening with the minyan, you don't have to go back. Right? That's Rabbi Tanchum's shita. You don't have to go back. Ask Gumar, what's the difference? Bitzibur my time Allah. Why wouldn't you have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you were davening with the minyan? Answers the Gemara, third line from the end. Mishum disham ami shaliach tzibur. Because you could listen to the chazan, and he could be motzi you in v'sein talam atali v'racha. Asks the Gemara. The problem is, what did Rav Tanchum say? Rav Tanchum said, if you forgot v'sein talam atali v'racha, you don't have to go back. Why not? Anybody remember?
You make it up.
Because you could say it in Shomea Tefillah. He didn't say anything about there being a minion. He didn't say anything about the chazan being motziyu. So now the Gemara correctly asks, what are you talking about? Ihachi hai mipnei sheyachol omer b'shomea tefillah. Why does Rav Tanchum say it's because you could say it in Shema Koleinu? He should have said mipnei sheshomea mishliach tzibu mibayalei. He should have said the reason why you don't have to go back is because you could be yotze with the chazan. Okay? Again, to repeat. Rav Tanchum said, if you forgot Mashi Baruch Marta Gashem, you have to repeat Shemot Esrei. If you forgot V'sein Talamata, you don't have to repeat Shemot Esrei because you could say it in Shomea Tefillah. Comes another Brisa, and the Brisa says, if you forgot V'sein Talamata, you have to repeat Shemot Esrei. The Gemara says, wait, those two things are inconsistent. One says you don't have to repeat, one says you do have to repeat. And says the Gemara, they're different cases. One is B'yichidus, one is when you have a minion. Says the Gemara, that can't possibly be the explanation, because Rabbi Tanchum said the reason why you don't have to repeat is because you could say it in Shema'at Tefillah, not because there's a minion. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, middle of the last full line, E-D-V, E-D-B, Yachid. Both cases are talking about you're davening B'yichidus, V'lo Kasha, and there's no question, Ha-D'id Kar Kodem Shema'at Tefillah. The din of Rav Tanchum that you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei is because you remembered before Shema Koleinu, so you could say it in Shema Koleinu. The other din that you do have to repeat Shemona Esrei is Hadidkar Basar Shomea Tefillah. That's if you recall, remembered that you forgot Saint Talmud Matar only after you finished the bracha of Shema Koleinu. Therefore, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay. Ask a bunch of Achronim, and it's a good question. What's the difference between Mashiv HaRuach and the Sein Talamatar? Asked a different way. Why shouldn't the din be that if I forgot Mashiv HaRuach, when I get up to Shomea Tefillah, I could say, you know, Mashiv HaRuach Mor Lagashem, Ki Atah Shomea Tefillah Kol Peh. Why is it that one has to be said in its place, but the other one of the same Talamata could be said, you know, could be made up in a different place in Shemona Esrei? What's the difference between the two? And once you see the difference between the two, now you could understand the Gemara. The difference between the two seems obvious. It's the difference between praise and a request, or said a different way, it's the difference between something that is part of the etzem bracha, it's part of the matbeah habracha, it's part of the mandatory text, and something that's a theme that Chazal wanted you to say in Shemona Esrei. This is the answer to the question we started with. Mashiv HaRuach is more important than other parts of Shemona Esrei, halachically, and it's more important than V'sein Talamat HaLibracha. Mashiv HaRuach, let's say it this way. If you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach in the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeitim, you did not say the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeitim. Finished. If you didn't say V'sein Talu Matal Livracha in Barech Aleinu, you said the bracha of Barech Aleinu, you just lost out on this man. So the halacha is great. There's another place. It's a mandatory theme. And if you don't say, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. But because it's not critical to the bracha, you get another chance. You get another chance to say it in V'sein, and you get another chance to say it in Shomea Tefillah. Now, how does this play out? So it turns out there are themes, there are words that are critical to the bracha, and without them you didn't say Shemona Esrei. And then there are themes that we want you to say in Shemona Esrei. But if you didn't say them, okay, we could live without them. And that brings us back to this fascinating question about what if you forgot, if you remembered on Motzei, Motzei Rosh Chodesh, you remember that you forgot to say Yalevi Avo at Mincha. So again, if it's Rosh Chodesh, the din is clear. You forgot Yalevi Avo, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay? But is there any benefit to repeating Shemona Esrei where you're not going to be able to fix the problem in the first place? Because there's no way, and by the way, it's the same fascinating question of if you forgot the same Talmud Matar Mincha on Friday. and now Friday night you remember that you forgot it, you can't fix it by saying two Shmona Esrays, because the Shmona Esrei you're saying Friday night does not include within it the words V'sein Talamata. We don't have requests. So, look in number 10, a great machlokas in Tosfos. And this is our issue. Says Tosfos, Tov lo ispalo mincho berav Shabbos, Tov lo ispalo mincho b'Shabbos, mispal arvishtayim. Okay, the din is, okay, it's a winter afternoon. Soon we're going to change the clock. When do we change the clock?
October 29th.
Okay, we're going to change the clock.
28th.
Okay, now, Shabbos gets really short. Okay, Bruce, as is his habit, takes a 3-hour nap on Shabbos.
Well, he's very smart.
Except Bruce is very smart. He's also a world-class napper. Okay, but because his wife invited company for Shabbos, who wants that? The meal schlepped on till 2:30.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce didn't get into bed till 3. He wakes up at 6. Shabbos is over.
He missed mincha.
What do you do? You could daven two marivs, but the Shmona Esrei of marv isn't going to fix your mincha Shmona Esrei. The din is you have to say two marivs because you didn't daven mincha. So therefore, you have to say two of the next tefillah, whether or not it's the same tefillah. But what about our example, where you did daven mincha, you just forgot yala v'yavo. So, end of the first line. Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda, now I'm on the second line. Im ta'av v'lo hizki rosh chodesh b'mincha. You forgot yala v'yavo at mincha and rosh chodesh. Lo yit palel od balayla. You do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei at night. De lama yit palel od. What's the point of davening again? Hare kfar yit palel kol tefilat hamincha b'od yom levad rosh chodesh shelo izkir. You already said Shmona Esrei in the afternoon at mincha. The only thing you skipped was what? Yala v'yavo. Im kain ein marviach klum im yachzor v'yit palel b'motzei rosh chodesh. How's it going to help you to daven again on Motzei Rosh Chodesh? Hare lo yazkir o tefilat Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to be able to say yala v'yavo. V'yud chet, and Shmona Esrei itself, kfar palel. You already daven Shmona Esrei. Okay, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda says, if you forgot yala v'yavo at mincha, you daven mincha at Rosh Chodesh. You daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but you forgot yala v'yavo. Okay, now it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't pay to repeat Shmona Esrei. Because the Shmona Esrei, you daven mincha, right? The only reason to repeat Shmona Esrei is to say Yala V'yavo, and you're not going to be able to say Yala V'yavo because it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh anyway, so there's no reason to repeat Shmona Esrei. Okay, fourth line from the end, towards the end of the line, V'lodami lahada amar hacha, and it's not the same as this case of Ta'a V'lo Yitpalel Mincha B'Shabbat, the case of Bruce and the napping, where you didn't have a mincha on Shabbos at all, where the halacha is demit palel arvit b'chol shtayim, where you have to daven marv twice, perush shel chol, you have to say Shmona Esrei of chol twice, but there it's mishum shalohit palel klal. That's because you didn't have a mincha at all. Im kein yarviach tfilat yudchet kishemit palel b'motzoi Shabbat afa pi shelo yazkir shel rosh chol or shel Shabbos. Meaning, says Rabbi Yehuda the first sheet in Tosos, a person who doesn't daven mincha on Shabbos has to say two Shmona Esreis of Maariv. Why? Not because he's missing the mincha of Shabbos, because he's missing a tefillah. And the din is, he didn't daven a tefillah, you have to daven two of the next tefillah, even if the next tefillah doesn't complete that which you were missing. You lost out on Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mikam Chayisogo Echad Baaretz, and instead you're saying Ata Chonein Le'Adam Das. But the din is you didn't daven Mincha, therefore you have to daven two Marvs, whatever that Marv is. But says Rabbi Yehuda, when Mincha is Rosh Chodesh, you daven Mincha, you just forgot Yala V'Yavo. The only reason to repeat Shmona Esrei would be to say Yala V'Yavo.
Yeah.
Which you missed in the first place, you're not going to be able to do that anyway because it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh. 1 second. That seems obvious. Now, the end of the last full line. Umihu Birav Ilfis Lo Mashmakein. The Rif doesn't pass in this way. And he says, Da'afilu Hecha De'eno Marviach Klum, even if you're not going to gain anything, you're not going to be able to repeat Yalla V'yavo, Matzrich Lehit Palel Pa'amacheret. You have to daven again. What's going on? The answer is, it's obvious. The machlokus is as follows. According to the Rif, when you daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but you forgot Yalla V'yavo, you did not daven Mincha. You did not daven Mincha. And therefore, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei at Maariv, even though you're not going to say Yalla V'yavo. But according to the first sheet, it tells Rabbi Yehuda, you davened Mincha, you just missed out on Yalla V'yavo. So we want you to get in Yalla V'yavo. But if it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh, so the difference is as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, right? If it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so great. You could daven two Maarivs on at night, because that will fix your problem of having missed Yalla V'yavo at Mincha. But if you're not going to be able to say Yalla V'yavo, there's no reason to repeat Shmona Esrei. What you see is, there is a machlokis here, because there's two types of things you could miss in Shmona Esrei. You could miss something that, all things being equal, we want you to say. But if you didn't say it, you still daven Shmona Esrei. And then there are things that if you didn't say, you did not daven Shmona Esrei. So to take our example, which it's not perfect, but it's close. If you didn't say Mashiv Orach Amorat HaGashem in the second brach of Shmona Esrei, you did not say the second brach of Shmona Esrei. If you did not say the second brach of Shmona Esrei, you did not daven Shmona Esrei. You have to repeat. Nothing you can do about it. You can't make it up someplace else in Shmona Esrei, because it's a critical element of that bracha. Whereas saying V'sein Talu Matali Bracha has to be said someplace in Shmona Esrei, but it doesn't necessarily have to be said in the bracha of the same bracha. It could be said in Shema Koleinu. Okay? This model, we could apply it in other places, but that's the question to always ask yourself when you miss something in Shmona Esrei. There's two questions to ask. Is it critical to Shmona Esrei, and or is it critical to this bracha? Right? It could be that you have to say it someplace in Shmona Esrei, but you don't have to say it in this bracha. Last thing, because we're going to run out of time. Why is rain so important? Let's just do this because it's so obvious. Look in 11. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Israel, what's the difference between the land of Israel and Mitzrayim? Ki aretz asher ata basham al rishta lo ke aretz Mitzrayim hu asher yitzatem misham asher tizrat zaracha vishkita barag lecha kigan ayara. The land of Israel is not like Egypt. Egypt has a plentiful source of water all the time. It's called the Nile River. What does it mean? Asher tizrat zaracha vishkita barag lecha kigan ayara. You kick. How do you water your field? By kicking it. The answer is, there are tributaries and dams and stuff that run off the Nile, and you kick open the little thing, and the water rolls into your field, and you kick it closed, and the water gets stopped. That's how you water your field. But in Israel, there's no way to do it that way. It either rains or it doesn't. Israel, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doreish Ota Tamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishit Hashana Va'ad Achrit Shana. You might have said, I would rather live in a land where there's an abundant source of water. The answer is, when you live in a land like Israel, you either pray to God and He answers your prayer and He makes it rain, or He doesn't make it rain and you suffer. And agriculture suffers. I mean, we feel it less than we used to. But it used to be that everything was based on rain. Okay. And so when I said at the beginning that Mashiv Ruach Mar Hageshem is more important because rain is a metaphor for our relationship with God, rain is a metaphor for our lives in Israel, the dependence we want on God, and let's face it, dependence is what makes us pray better. When you live in Egypt, and when you live in America, and you live in Canada, you don't have to worry about rain, it doesn't make any difference, so you're not into it. Here, you know, God forbid, if it doesn't rain for a month, it's in the news, people talk about it, people start getting nervous, we start fasting, we start... You could talk about desalinization, and maybe we'll get there one day, and there'll be people who say it's a bad idea, it's a good idea, but I'm telling you is, it's not just a metaphor. Rain is the key element to our relationship with God. What happens in Shema? V'natati mitar etzechem b'itol yorel makosh. Right? And if you don't, v'charaf af Hashem b'chem v'otzaret ha-shamayim v'lo yihye matar. As much as we don't like it, dependence on God makes us more religious. Mm-hmm. And being in Israel, you know, in America when it rains, it's annoying. It isn't when it rains, it's exciting. Because we need it, because we feel good, it matters. So the answer is, what I started with is really true, as bizarre as it sounds. Yes, Mashi Baruch Mar Geshem is more important than other parts of Shemona Esrei, right? Because over and over again in Tanakh, the description of our relationship with God is seen as through the metaphors of rain, and the uniqueness of the land of Israel is seen through rain and non-rain. Okay? Have a great week.
Thank you.